May the Lord help us commence our worship today with Psalm 328. The tune is Luton 363. Afflicted saint, to Christ draw near. Thy Saviour's gracious promise hear. His faithful word declares to thee that as thy days thy strength shall be. Let not thy heart despond and say, how shall I stand the trying day? He has engaged by firm decree that as thy days thy strength shall be.
Thank you.
this morning from Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 4, fourth chapter of the Romans. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. But what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but by believing on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned, when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, the seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of their father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. Where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end of the promise, might be sure to all seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might believe the Father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, nearly yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offences and was raised again for our justification. May the Lord bless his word and help us in prayer. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of lights in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, admit, Lord, all sinners to approach unto thee, whether audibly or in thought and mind. As we come before thee this morning, thankful, Lord, for safe conduct, for that measure of health and strength, Lord, to enable us to come and to gather before thee, and the desire, Lord, that the Spirit might anoint us in pew and in pulpit too, to seek after that righteousness of Christ, to cover all our sins, to deliver us from our iniquities. And oh, thou knowest, Lord, our carnal mind, enmity to thee, that may we feel the life of the Spirit within us, and may we, Lord, truly be humbled in the dust, if so, be there my hope, that we shall get the victory over this body of sin and death through the merits of Jesus. We do need thee, Lord, to confirm our souls. We have a much cause for thanksgiving, for sparing, preserving mercies. But oh, how we need thee, Lord, to grant that we may come with weeping, mourning over our sin and after thee, and seeking a token of thy love. We realise that we are very carnal. There's very much within us that rebels against God and the things, Lord, that He causes to come in our lives. But do give us grace to be submissive to thy mind and thy will. And may we be looking, Lord, beyond our lives, with our humble hope, that thou art gone to prepare a place for us. And Lord, come again, receive us unto thyself, that where thou shalt be, we may be privileged to be forevermore at the end of our lives here. We ask thee, Lord, that while we are spared here today, we might truly spend our lives, Lord, waiting upon the Lord, walking in thy fear, and committing our way unto thee. Oh Lord, we do need that faith to believe in God, young or old, that thou art a God, and thou art despised and rejected by millions in the day and age that we live in, there still shall be a remnant. And we would, Lord, come to thee with our hard things. We would go into our closets, Lord, and shut the door, and pray for thy blessing to rest upon us, that as poor and needy sinners, that we might hear thy voice, that we might, Lord, commit all our cares, all our concerns into thy care and keeping, that we might be given that measure of health and strength to continue, that we might be favoured to be delivered, Lord, from those that we are fearful of. Do be well, especially, Lord, with our young children up there, Lord, at Rye, and the older ones too, as they get into the greater depths, Lord, of education. Do help them through, and then going on to further education. Do bless them, Lord, with that heavenly wisdom. May they not, Lord, be ashamed to call upon thy name. May they look to thee, Lord, and see that thou give them that calmness amidst their precious motion, persuaded that there is a God, persuaded that God knows and sees them, knows every step they take, knows those that may try to persecute them, and they can bow and silence them, Lord. And they will help them, O Lord, to consider their ways, that they might follow in the footsteps of all the commandments of God, to remember the Sabbath, to realise the vital need to know thee, the only true God, in their lives, and Jesus Christ in their sin. For we shall all appear before thee one day, Lord. And we do need to be clothed with that robe of thy righteousness, to know that their sins are pardoned, that blot them out as a thick cloud, may hear thy voice, they return unto thee, for I redeem thee. O vital tears in this dark day, Lord, for the Spirit be quickened many souls, to come and hear what God the Lord should speak unto their souls. Oh, don't leave us to despise thee, or rebel against thee, Lord, because we may do those things to the contrary, perhaps to what our flesh wants to do. But then our flesh is so easily tempted by the devil, Lord, in this world of sin, by what terrible days that we are that we live in. evil being seduces, waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Oh, do keep our young ones, we do pray thee, from falling. Keep them from the love of sinning. Lord, though the tempter seems to be on every hand, subdue the power of the devil, and do, Lord God, they might cry unto thee for mercy. And there might be those right beginnings of them, of those that are called by thy grace, not only younger ones, and those that bear the burden even today, and the elderly ones too. We need thee, Lord, to give us grace to walk worthy of thee, the vocation where we trust we have been called, looking unto thee. Remember family members, how would you desire, Lord, to see a return of them? Is there anything too hard for thee, Lord, to awaken them, to them wherever they might be, in the, not only in this country, but in the world? Lord, touch their hearts and show them, Lord, that they need thee, and they give a desire to crave unto thee for thy appearing, thy blessing, to touch their hearts, that they might be born again of water and the Spirit. Remember our guilty land and nation. We do pray that we'll give our leaders wisdom, subdue their evil desires, Lord, the lust of their flesh, to make things, Lord, easy for them to despise thee, Lord. Do not, Lord, that they will stop them in their mad career, and preserve unto us, Lord, their Protestant heritage and open Bible, or may yet return to the schools, Lord, and may all men be raised up to teach the Scriptures with the help of thy Spirit, divine guidance, Lord. Oh, what a sad state we're in by nature. But Lord, do govern the affairs of this nation, and the federal government in particular, Lord, and also the state governments, that there might be, Lord, an overruling and see thy hand subduing, Lord, the lust of the flesh and the pride of life amongst those, Lord, who gain marriage such a people, Lord. Oh, for this is surely an abomination in the sight of God. And there are many abominations, Lord, in the sight of God, in the way man lives and walks. We do pray thee, and Lord, to keep our young people as they rise, Lord, from being over-surfeited with drink, Lord, and over-surfeited with it, which can only destroy them ultimately, Lord. Oh, have mercy upon the nation and the young people, we do beg of thee, and raise us up near the sea to serve thee, a generation to call thee the Redeemer blessed. For is anything too hard for thee? Be, Lord, then mindful of those under thine afflicting hand. Do, Lord, grant healing touches where it is needed. And do guide us each with thy counsel, and bless us each with thy grace. Oh, hear us in these matters, Lord, and preserve us, Lord, from bringing shame or reproach upon that dear head of thine. We do thank thee for mercies to another week of time. And now, Lord, we pray for thy presence to touch a poor sinner's tongue, that we might be given that liberty of the gospel and set some sinner free from the condemnation that they may feel to be under the broken law. But Lord, we do need pardon, we need forgiveness, if it could please thee. We ask these favours in the name of Jesus, and for his sake alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 352. The tune is Baker 292. The moon and stars shall lose their light. The sun shall sink in endless night. Both heaven and earth shall pass away. The works of nature all decay, but they that in the Lord confide and shelter in his wounded side shall see the danger overpass, stand every storm and live at last. 5:2. Chapter 4 and reading verse 7. Romans 4, verse 7. Saying, this is what David described in the psalmist, that the blessedness of the man under whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. This is the direct desire of a quickened soul, convinced of his or her sins, they will be looking for forgiveness. looking for pardon, sins covered. And by whom? The precious blood of Christ. As we sang that last night, seeing to cease from your own works, good or bad, but sheltered beneath his precious blood. And this is most vital to you and me with religion. Not justified by works, by faith in the merits of Jesus. So, our Father, our spiritual Father on earth, Abraham, was justified by faith, a chosen vessel. And through his obedience, he staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And we need the Lord to reveal to us that he's the author of our faith, your beginnings and mine, in acknowledging God. Reflect back in our minds over many, many years. We know we were brought up in a form of godliness. We know that we've taken to God's house on the Lord's day. And it was more evidence in those days amongst the nations of the earth. Still the devil was so active and he's allured many away. The lust of the flesh and the pride of life. We knew what it was to be allured by Satan. But Jesus said, I will allure them into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto them. And this is why you and I that have been allured by him to come to God's house. That secret work of the Spirit, of being born again by the walk of the Spirit, you felt guilty. You felt the guilt and the burden that you were a sinner in his pure and holy eyes. You cannot think one thought aright, such is the state of the fall of the Adam fall. But blessed be the Lord, the blessedness of the man is under whom God imputed not this, but whom God imputed righteousness without works. Some delight to do their works. They think by doing good works they're going to get to heaven. But faith without works, dear friends, we know is dead, as work without faith is dead. But this is God working through faith. We must have the gift of faith, to believe in God, to put our trust in him, to believe in God by what he's left record in his word. There's something secret draws you and me to the throne of grace. He sanctifies your losses and your crosses and your afflictions. He causes you to ponder the path of your feet, and some of you have known this. And you've seen the falling away of others. You've seen those in the ties of nature paving their way to hell with the way they're going on. And we're not having to reign over them. But blessed be the Lord, that those teachings of yours in early days and even in recent years have made you ponder the path of your feet, to consider what Dave described as the blessedness of man. Blessed are they whose iniquities are pardoned, are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. This is the great desire of a seeking soul. This is the prime idea of him searching the scriptures, that he might know the truth. And where do we go for instruction? But to the Lord Jesus Christ, who has said to these believers, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou should go. Be not as the horse or the mule, who have no understanding. When we look around the worldling has no understanding of the scriptures and what the end shall be. But all how we do need the Lord in his mercy. Because these things don't happen that we've even been singing of this morning as yet, but we know his judgments come upon the earth, and we shall allow those judgments by way of his punishment for our sins. And wherefore doth a living man complain for the punishment of his sins? But though as it's sanctified, so he will hasten to go to the throne of grace and bring his hard things to the Lord, that he might hear them and grant him this blessedness, that we might know something of the forgiveness and their sins to be covered. Covered with the mantle of his forgiving love, putting upon you that robe of his imputed righteousness. This then is perhaps against hope at times. But where will your hopes be in mine? With faith and exercise, your hopes to be built upon nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You dare not trust the sweetest frame. You're fearful of yourself, aren't you? Of creating some faith. But as the Lord comes, he'll give you faith. You read the word, you search the scriptures, and it's your meat and your drink indeed for the welfare of your soul. And yes, the welfare of your natural mind. Though there may be hard things, but this blessedness is the man. Because you're made to feel in and of yourself the burden of your sin. And how can you escape the punishment for those sins? And so you look to the Lord to cast your cares and your burden upon the Lord, that he might sustain you and uphold and maintain you in the path of the just. You see, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. How tempted we are at times to give up and call no more upon his name. What, you might say? Yes, me. But our mercy is, you see, we have to learn the power of Satan, the power of darkness. And when we see no light, we wonder where the sin's going to end. Though we have to learn painfully, don't we, that the Lord knoweth. We are to put our trust in a living God and his living word. He on occasions takes his word and applies it with power to yourself. You can't escape it. It floats in your brain. It may seem to be dry doctrine, but the Lord's working a purpose in this portion of scripture that lays heavily upon your soul. And you still go on seeking, and you can't give up waiting upon him. You can't give up hearing the truth or reading the truth. And so you ask the Lord to give you faith and tarry his leisure there and wait the appointed hour. Wait to the bridegroom of your soul reveals his love with power to your soul and mind. We shall have those evidences in our life of the blessedness of the Lord. And so, you see, though Abraham was weak in faith, but he was brought there by his faith to consider not his own body now dead, either yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God. You're staggered at the promise, I believe, to think the Lord should cause you to stagger, to drink the wine of astonishment, that the Lord should come right where you are and apply his voice, his word, to your soul. And now, as I say, he works in you, both the word of his good pleasure, to bring your hard things to him, and he says he will hear them. You see, this is where the love of Christ is beginning to be revealed to you, to shine into your heart. Oh, to bless God for a little hope that you've had a blessing. You sat down under his shadow, great delight. His fruit has been sweet to your taste. He's applied the words I said just now. There's a doctrine floating in your brain. You cannot get away from it. You look it up. You meditate upon it. And pray that the Lord might yet bring it to fruition in your life and mine. That we might be enabled to say, as Jesus said, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free from the condemnation of the broken law. Oh, blessed Jesus. You see, circumcision or non-circumcision, dear friends, which is of the flesh, will have no case in this matter of the welfare of your soul. Because whom the Lord loved, he chasteneth. And whom he chasteneth, he'll give repentance and godly sorrow for sin. And he will truly favour them to know the Lord will not impute that sin, but iniquities are forgiven. And these iniquities, iniquitous thoughts, sinful thoughts, and whatsoever is not faith is sin, a hideous monster. Oh, thou hideous monster, sin, what a curse hast thou brought in. All creation groans through thee, pregnant cause of misery. We hear those things now, don't we? Dreadful things coming upon even little babes. And God knows it. And God causes it to come for an all-wise purpose. And we wonder sometimes, and tempted sometimes, is this the cause those that look on that are believers to ponder the path of their feet? The Lord is able to sanctify. Not all that are born are saved. We must get that very clear. All that the Father giveth shall come to me. Don't let the devil, dear friends, frighten you away from Christ. He's the refuge of a poor, seeking soul. You don't get what you want, but you know you're a sinner. You've got nothing to bring but sin and everything to receive with the pardon. Oh, what a mercy to know this God. And David can describe it. The blessedness of man. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow thereto. We can't present ourselves before God acceptable in his sight unless he covers us with the mantle of his forgiving love. Some think they're saved before they're lost. But you'll know what it is. It's lost sinners that come to Jesus praying that he would truly bless you. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Rich to all intents and bliss. And so have we do need to be led to this fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Yes, there was one dying thief saved, but another one was lost. There's no room for complacency in your religion and mine. We must seek and ask and not for a further confirmation. Confirm my soul, Lord, that I am a chosen vessel. Do remember God is a sovereign whom he chooses and whom he discards. It's his sovereignty that will bring salvation to his chosen people. We can't argue with God. You might murmur, complain, why this one or that one. But as I said, God has a sovereign right to do according to his will amongst the armies of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? Oh, that we had the Lord's power to silence some of the critics of God's religion in this dark day. This is not a manufactured religion. This is not for those that think that they can convert another. It's all the work of the Blessed Spirit that brings you and me here and brings you and me with a desire or trust to know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And so the fulfilling of David's description of the blessedness of man are these iniquities are forgiven. If sin be pardoned, I am secure, you'll often hear me say, and it is so. Sin's pardoned. Strive for it. Plead for it. Give him no rest until he establishes you with a little hope in your soul that he has touched your heart and mind. We know that the flesh, dear friends, is contrary to the work of the Spirit. But when he subdues, dear friends, the enemy within you, when he grants you that measure of peace that he's procured for your soul on Calvary's tree, you'll bless God for Calvary. And you'll say, lead me to the garden without his sweat as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. And lead me, dear friends, to the cross. And lead me to Christ on the cross, suffering, bleeding, dying, to deliver your soul from the pit. You'll come with a why me? Why was I made to hear his voice and enter others' room when thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve and come? Doesn't it worry you, your families? That's me, friends. Friends abroad in the earth. We see their downfall. We see their falling away. We see their wilderness, their carnality, paving their way to hell. Lord, that there might yet be the Lord reviving Zion, building again. There might be a halt to the falling away, a building up their churches in their most holy faith, true religion. Things known, things felt. I must be born again. I must have those tokens of thy love to confirm my soul. I feel sometimes my mud-wall cottage shake. I can't say I long to see it fall because I want evidences that in the pathway of the just that shall lead ultimately my soul to everlasting bliss. And those of you following on to realise the one vital thing is to win Christ and be found in him, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, but righteousness through faith in the Son of God who gave himself for you, laid down his life for his friends, and you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. The blessing of the Lord. The forgiveness of your iniquities and the pardon of your sins, they're covered. His love. There's no greater love than this, than the love of Christ, which is rich and free, fixed on his own eternity. Oh, do, Lord, come and bless me with a token of thy love. Assure my conscience of its power in the Redeemer's blood and bear witness to my heart. I am born of God. Don't leave me to act without reality in my of that faith. That thou wilt work in me, make me willing in the day of thy birth to keep thy commandments, which are not grievous. Oh, where will you and I have been finished if our iniquities are not forgiven and our sins are not covered? It's vital to know it. It's the blood of Christ that can cleanse them all sin. It's the greatest blessing you and I can have, the knowledge of salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect it? The blessedness of man. David has described it. And remember, he was a sinner. He was guilty of adultery. He was guilty of an excess after murder. Says to the fact that he was chosen. Oh, the love of Christ. Lord, hast thou chosen me? Hast thou bought me with a price? Hast thou eternally loved me? Say unto my soul, Lord, Raise up a hope in my soul, that thou art my salvation. Who needs a saviour but a sinner? And sinners can say in only thy, how precious is the saviour. I believe, dear friends, that was on my mind in the vestry. Saviour of sinners, draw near, plead, Lord, plead the blood of Christ. Thou art able to plead, make intercession for me before the Father, so that my name, your name, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Vital to know it. We drift along. We finish the services. We come Monday morning. Where are we? What are we? What did we receive yesterday? We're in the week when we're able to gather some of us. All this vital knowledge of Christ. We might truly feel that love shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, that we know in whom we have believed and commit our way to him. This blessedness of knowing the Redeemer is nigh. Oh, to know this then. David knew it, persuaded of it, in spite of his sins that he had to confess. And when the man spoke to him, the prophet, thou art the man, David, thou art the man. Oh. And so this is conviction. And see, here is love. This is love, dear friends. And this is that love that we want to feel our bosoms glow with love. And you will at times. You can do all things through Christ strengthening you when he tells you he's loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness draws you. His great grace draws you. By grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the work of God, but not of works, lest any man should boast. All grace excludes boasting in our lives. But you bless God for that grace. What is grace? Why? It's the evidence of his love, faith, hope, and love in the souls of his redeemed. And he has magnified the Lord God, and the end of the Lord magnified it and made it honourable, that your soul might be redeemed from the curse of the law. What is grace? Unmerited mercy, favour, and love of God to your soul. You're not staggered at the promises when God applies them. He takes it and seals it. He that has made your heaven secure will hear and will provide while Christ is rich. We can't be dead, dear friends. Because he has managed their affairs by the way and will do to the end. He'll manage your affairs. Or may we truly know something that he's made your heaven secure. He'll hear all the provide. While Christ is rich, I can't be poor, because for what thou hast provided, you'll not be poor. You'll be poor and needy in your own feelings. But when the poor and needy see water and there is none, your tongue faileth at first. I, the Lord, will hear them. Oh, may you not forsake the throne of grace, dear friends. May you be led by the Spirit, not by my prompting you, but by the Spirit that teaches you to number your days, to apply your heart and mind unto wisdom, to observe these things, and have these words applied to yourself, to cover us with the robe of Christ's righteousness. There won't be any spot on your soul that isn't covered with the mantle of his forgiving love. That robe brought out on Calvary's tree, woven without a seam, woven without a seam, friends. No sins to be uncovered, they're all covered with his love, everlasting love, and it never fails. Oh, to be striving to have a token of his love, friends, as it were, to grant you this and this evidence of your iniquities are forgiven. We may go against a friend and we make some unkind remarks to them. What a mercy we got the courage to go back and confess that we're sorry. Well, how much greater mercy to be able to confess your sins at the throne of grace. Lord, save me, forgive my sins. Because we're rebellious, aren't we? Rebellious thou art still, yet still in love I brought thee in, and my promise I will fulfill. Oh, this love of Christ, how blessed it is. May we feel it. May we feel a little hope in our souls then. Our iniquities are cast behind his back in the depths of the seas of that crimson ocean of his blood, and sins covered. Covered, dear friends. No more to know that your sins are against you and me. For if sin be pardoned, I am secure, death and no sting beside. The law gave sin its damning power, but Christ, my ransom, died. What a suffering Christ he is. I think sometimes of the sufferings of Christ, what he went through to redeem one soul. But it's a multitude that no man can number will reach into heaven. Will reach into heaven. He's gone to prepare a place for them, and many are there. And many shall yet be there. Multitude that no man can number. Nation, kindred, and tongue bought with a price. What it cost him, no human heart can ever tell. But we believe in him and trust in him and ask him to favour us with a token of his love and be like Paul of old, I am persuaded. Oh, this sweet persuasion. That nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. All that catalogue of things, things present, things to come, death, life, nor any other thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Oh, to feel that faith of God's elect, of Abram, of Paul, and other characters in Scripture, and not to have an act of religion, but to feel that he has chosen us in the furnace of affliction, that he has loved us with an everlasting love, and therefore loving kindness drawn us. Blessed Jesus. And he says, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So we need the Lord, don't we, to bless us with that faith that Abraham was possessed with, and faith, living faith, lives and labours under load, though damned, it never dies. But we'll leave it there, friends. May the Lord pardon all the mess, get to himself honour and glory for anything that may be accepted in heaven. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 681. The tune is Manger 364. Blessed are they whose guilt is gone, whose sins are washed away with blood, whose hope is fixed on Christ alone, whom Christ has reconciled to God. Though travelling through this vale of tears, he many a sore temptation meet. The Holy Ghost the witness bears, he stands in Jesus still complete. Mm-hmm. 681. Fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest in the Bible this age. Amen.